I believe that God is gathering an army to make a difference in this end time generation. An army of ordinary men and women who have been given the spiritual tools to do extraordinary things for the kingdom of God. And the tool that God was going to give his disciples was the Holy Spirit. He told his disciples in John chapter 16 and verse 7, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Jesus said, it was expedient for you that I go away, because he intended to send a divine expediter, an expediter that would cut through the red tape of the Old Testament church. The Old Testament church was governed by priests of the lineage of Aaron, but the New Testament church would be governed by the great high priest of God and his expediter, the Holy Spirit. Things would be different. These apostles of Jesus would go everywhere, anywhere in the world, to preach the gospel to every creature. This is part two of a two-part lesson entitled The Expediter. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. They would preach to anyone, to Pharisees, Sadducees, run-of-the-mill people, masters and servants, kings and paupers, Greeks and Italians, and whosoever would listen. They would go anywhere, to Jerusalem, to Judea, Samaria, to Rome, and throughout the uttermost parts of the world. With or without credentials, they went with a message. They went with a message and the red tape cutting power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, they were so successful that it was rumored that those who have turned the world upside down has come hither also. As exciting as the New Testament record is, the Acts of the Holy Ghost, the expediter in our time, is no less amazing and exciting. Think of it. Who would have believed that the message of a few families isolated in the rugged mountain areas at the border of North Carolina and Tennessee